And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff says the U.S. military's new expanded combat training of Ukrainian forces has begun in Germany. The goal is getting a battalion of about 500 troops back on the battlefield to fight the Russians in the next 5 to 8 weeks. General Mark Milley says the troops being trained left Ukraine a few days ago to head to Germany. The so-called combined arms training is aimed at honing the skills of the Ukrainian forces so they will be better prepared to launch an offensive or counter any surge in Russian attacks. Milley spoke Sunday to reporters traveling with him to Brussels. Authorities in Nepal say that most of the 72 people aboard a plane that crashed there on Sunday were killed in the accident. AP correspondent Julie Walker explains.
Nepal Civil Aviation Authority says the regional passenger jet crashed into a gorge while landing at a newly opened airport in the resort town of Pokhara. Witnesses rushed to the scene. At least one reported hearing cries for help from within the fiery wreck. Another said he saw the plane spinning violently in the air as it was about to land, then it nosedived. The twin-engine ATR-72 aircraft, operated by Nepal's Yeti Airlines, was flying from the capital, Kathmandu. It was carrying 68 passengers, including 15 foreign nationals, none of them American, according to authorities. I'm Julie Walker.
The death toll from a Russian missile strike on an apartment building in southeastern Ukrainian city rose to 30 on Sunday. That's according to the National Emergency Services, reported as a rescue worker scrambled to reach survivors in the rubble. Emergency crews worked through the frigid night and all day at the multi-story residential building where officials said about